Thank Jeff for all the hard work he does on our life groups. He does a fantastic job of keeping this organized and keeping everybody involved. And we're excited about the opportunity to get more people involved in life groups. Life group is really a spiritual part. It's a spiritual growth part of your journey of faith. If you're not with other people on your journey of faith, that's a very difficult time. It's very difficult to do that. And so this morning, what I'd like to do in the time that I have remaining is I would really like to just concentrate on why this is so important to us today. We're going to do something else on the 13th. We'll do something else on the 20th. But today, what I want to do is concentrate on why is this so important to us. And if you open your Bibles to Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 through 16, which was our scripture reading, that's where we're going to be. The leadership here at Lake Houma believes that life groups is a vital part of your spiritual journey, like I said. It's also a way in which we mature one to another. In Ephesians chapter 4, there's a reason why this is such a burden on their hearts. It's a burden on my heart as well. In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11 and 12, it says this, and this is going to be number 2. I switched number 2 and number 1 on your outline, so you have to fill this in on number 2, but I'm going to start out with it. And this is what it says. It says, He gave. And when you see that word, He there, who is it talking about? Who gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the shepherds, and the teachers? Who are they talking about in that passage there? They're talking about Jesus Christ, that the one who descended, who also ascended far above the heavens, that he might fill all things, fill up all things, make everything complete. And he gave, here is Jesus, he's given the church. Basically, he says, I'm giving the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the shepherds, and teachers for two big things that they're supposed to do. The two big things the leadership of this congregation is supposed to do is to equip the saints. In other words, we're supposed to fit you for a purpose to bring to completion that which God has started. We're supposed to walk beside you in helping you on that journey of faith. That's the role of leadership. That's what we're supposed to do. And you're called saints, the holy ones. We're walking with the holy ones to help build you up so that you are mature Christians. Listen to this, to equip you for the saints, for the work of ministry. And here's the second thing the leadership's supposed to do, for building up the body of Christ. For building up, for assisting in constructing that which is incomplete, is what it means. In other words, we're putting together something that's incomplete, and the elders, the ministers, the leaders of this congregation are supposed to help in doing that, in bringing everybody to completion, building you up, building the body of Christ, the church. This group of believers, that this shepherds, the shepherds are overseers, the evangelists, the ministers, the deacons, are all in the role of building up this body of Christ. People, we feel that burden greatly. And as I'm with the elders every single week at 8 o'clock on Sunday morning, as they pray for this congregation, as we pray for you before we come in here, before our worship and Bible class starts, I get to see the hearts of these men. I get to see the hearts as they ache when people are not what they're supposed to be in Jesus. I get to see them agonize as to how to help others grow in the Lord, what they can do to help them on their journey. I get to see that. And it's a wonderful thing to see. I get to see the hearts of our men and those shepherds that shepherd this flock. And it's a very, very wonderful thing to see. They are here to build up the body of Christ, to complete, help in that completion. God is working inside of you. Jesus Christ is working inside of you. The Spirit is working inside of you. But people, we need one another too in order for that growth and maturity to happen. It can't just be that we're out here alone and think, I can do this on my own. That's not what church is about. Church is about togetherness. Church is about authenticity. Church is about love and faithfulness and growing together. We are a body that loves one another. And as we think about that, think about this next passage here. This is number one, but number two. So here we go. A passion for Christ. Listen to this. This verse, verse 13. Until we all attain. Until we all, everybody, not just a few, not just some of us, but we're working on this so that all attain, all reach a certain state. Our role as leadership, the elders' roles, the deacons' roles, the ministry directors' roles, the minister's role is to help you attain to reach this certain level to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Oh, wow. None of us have attained to that. And yet we are supposed to help each and every one of us attain to the measure of the fullness, the stature of the fullness of Christ. Let me just tell you that that's a measurement. I'm supposed to measure myself, my life, against Jesus Christ. That's what I'm supposed to measure my life against. As we came in, as some of the kids were coming in today, Jean Burns was standing there by one of her grandsons, and her grandson came up and said, just stood right beside her. And Jean said, oh, we got this. How far are you? Oh, you're right here. You're growing up so fast. That's what she said to him. And I'm sitting there going, exactly. We're to help one another grow up in the Lord, and our measurement that we're trying to attain to is Jesus Christ. He's the measurement. We are to grow up to increase in maturity in every way into Him who is the head, into Christ. Again, this is a huge responsibility because we are people too who still have the same feelings, who still have those same angst, who still have those same things. And so we as a group of leadership get together to help us to help one another grow. And we need you to get together. It is very important that you find yourself in a group, in a circle, helping one another grow up in Christ. Here's the third thing. There is a passion also for unity that must exist. A passion for unity. Until we all attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to mature manhood, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Until we all attain to the unity of the faith and to the unity of the knowledge of the Son of God. So we got the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God. We're supposed to all attain to those two things. Guess what? It doesn't say that we all attain to the unity of our traditions. And it doesn't say that we have unity in the knowledge of our worship. It's about the Son of God. Our growth, our unity exists in this place because of Jesus Christ. In Him only. In Him only. We are unified around Jesus Christ. That is our unity. That is where we can grow to one another. And we find that unity in those groups. And we can be diverse. We can say things that we don't agree with, but we always can come back to exactly what this verse is talking about, what Paul's trying to get to us here, is that we all attain to the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God. We look and we put Jesus first in everything that we do. Here's the fourth thing. We have a passion for discernment so that we, all of us who are trying to attain to this, so that we, the reason we're trying to grow up to look like Him is so that we are not tossed, no longer be children, tossed to and fro by the waves and carried about by every wind of teaching or doctrine, that which is taught by human cunning, by craftiness, in deceitful schemes. It's very easy to get different ideas and thoughts in your head. It's very easy to get a lot of different things that the world is teaching you inside of us. And there's a lot of times that we hear something and we don't know, is that true or is that not true? And the reason small groups and life groups are so important is because you can bat that around during that time. All right, this is what I heard. And somebody say, well, are you sure that's the truth? And what you can do is you can keep going around and really try to hone in on what that is, because it is very easy to be tossed to and fro. And if we're children, if we're not maturing, if we're not growing, it's very easy to do that. So there is discernment that is necessary. There's discernment that is necessary. What is truth? And remember that truth is Jesus. I am the way, the truth, and the life. That's what Jesus says. Here's the fifth thing. There's a passion for authenticity. There's a passion for authenticity. Rather, speaking the truth in love. Rather, speaking the truth in love. Speak the truth in love. I'm telling you that sometimes that hurts to hear. But if we love one another, sometimes the best thing we can do for another person is saying, you know, I'm looking at your life, I'm seeing what you're doing, I'm looking at your social media, I'm doing this, and for some odd reason, I don't think you're going down the right path. I don't think you're going down the right way. And it's not like you're trying to badger them. It's because you have agape love for them, is what that word there is, agape there. In other words, my whole being wants so much. You're good. You're good. I don't want to do you any harm. I want to seek to do you good. But I've got God as my highest good. And I want you to have God as your highest good. So please, listen to me as I speak to you in love. And in that love, speaking that truth in love, we are to grow up in every way, grow up in completeness into Him who is head, into Christ. Again, the measure of the fullness of Christ. Here we go. Our measurement and everything we are comes back to Jesus Christ. And then last, we are to have a passion for community. A passion for community. With everything going on here, I didn't bring my visuals today. I was actually going to bring my Legos today. I actually put one together. I put an individual. I made a man out of a Lego. Actually made him stand with legs and everything. He was about this tall. I was going to make him as I was doing the sermon, but I thought, you know, I got the baby blessing. I got this. I got that. Probably not. I should have brought it. But I didn't. But there was a reason why I wanted to bring that. Because not all my blocks are the same color. Not all of them are the same size. Every one of them, though, have a purpose. And every one of them could be joined together to make this little man that I made. Had shoulder pads, the whole nine yards. It was really good. From whom the whole body, joined, connected, held together. Y'all know how Legos are put together, don't you? Little blocks. If you don't get to play with Legos about once a month, something's wrong with you. I mean, I got grandkids. It's awesome. From whom the whole body is joined and held together by every connecting joint with which it is equipped. It is supported by one another. We are supported by one another. When each part is working properly, listen to this, this is so cool. When each part is functioning correctly, it makes the body, the church, grow. When everybody's doing their job, the body grows. The church grows. So that, listen, this is best. It builds itself up in love. Guess what? The leadership can step back when the body is connected together. It begins to do the work that the leadership was called to do. It builds itself up in love. In other words, when we're growing and connecting together, it's not just the responsibility of the shepherds and the evangelists to actually do all of this work. When we're doing it correctly, you're building other people up. You're actually helping them grow into the measure of the fullness of the stature of Christ. That's what you're doing. What a wonderful thing that it's not just on the shoulders of your leadership, it's on the shoulders of every single one of us. That when this body is correctly doing what it needs to do, being in a life group together, getting to know one another, being authentic with each other, sharing their joys and sharing their sorrows with each other, man, when that is working properly, that builds up. And guess what? More people want to be a part of that group. And then you multiply that group, and y'all continue to do that, and we grow. We grow, why? Because we have Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. We have decided that is a vital part of our growth, that we connect with one another. Connecting with one another. Oh, that we would be a people that when you look at these groups, when you get one of those flyers, that brochure, and you look and you see all the groups that are in there. Even the youth group's doing this year. They're having life group on Sunday nights. Every grade has adults that are with them, and two of the grades are getting together every single Sunday night to do the same thing that we're doing. This whole church is saying, hey, this is how, one of the ways that you can grow in the Lord. And we would want to encourage all of you to be a part of life groups. If you're here this morning and you haven't accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, we want to give you that opportunity to do that and repent of your sins and be baptized for the remission of your sins. And if you haven't, if you need the prayers of this church in any way, we can pray for you here at the front. If you want to come down here, if you want to grab one of the shepherds as you leave today, whatever you need is, would you